I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. Following yesterday's indictment of former Enron CEO Jeffrey Skilling, a new survey shows that Americans are fed up with corporate America. Even though many of the corporate scandals are a year or two old, consumers are mad. Companies are going to have to work hard to win them back. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Figlin. Tess, who are consumers mad at? All corporations or just the ones they think have done something wrong?
No, they're pretty much mad at all corporations. Looking through these survey results, there is just a tremendous distrust and cynicism about big companies. The Reputation Institute, a think tank that does this survey with Harris Interactive, says these distrust levels are at levels that we haven't seen since the Great Depression.
So the numbers are way up there. Which company ranked highest and which ranked lowest in terms of having people angry at you, which would not be something you would – that's not a list you want to be on.
It's not a list you want to be on, unless you're toward the top of the list. And Johnson & Johnson is way up there. They are number one, and they've actually held that slot for the last 5 years that the survey's been done.
Now this is the company that people like the most or hate the most?
This is the company that gets the highest ranking. And it's kind of hard to go wrong when your corporate name is linked to baby products. It creates a bit of a corporate halo, I guess.
But the highest ranking is the best ranking.
The highest ranking is the best ranking, right, okay. Exactly. But even in Johnson & Johnson's rating dipped a little bit last year, and that may be because of all the controversy over drug pricing. UPS, Coca-Cola, Walt Disney, and Microsoft round out the top five. At the bottom of the list, no real surprise here, Enron, WorldCom, and Global Crossing.
So how much of the blame do you think rests on corporate scandal?
Well, a lot of the blame rests on corporate scandal, but it's something that could really take a long time to recover from. But Christopher Foss at the Reputation Institute says there are other factors at play here.
The government has been slow to prosecute the malefactors like Jeffrey Skilling at Enron. That's only now happening after over 2 years. I think the more prosecutions we see, that will help a bit, but I don't think that's the full issue. One of the things our study showed is that the sense of customer service is way down as well. The fact that the economy has posed problems, and that's hurting things, too. There's a sense that companies aren't treating employees well.
And, Alex, he said a big part of that is layoffs. They may be good as far as investors are concerned, but because, you know, sometimes they can help the bottom line, but apparently they do not do much for corporate reputations. And today in the Marketplace newsroom, we're following the latest numbers on inflation and the week on Wall Street.
Thank you, Tess. Tess Figlin of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business, and Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio.